3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted that you're with us today. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. As we face the issues, let me just say in advance, we're talking about something today. By the way, we're going to be looking at a variety of different headlines, a variety of different issues that's taking place nationally, internationally, and globally. We'll be looking at them from the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We find a text that I want to call our attention to at the very outset. Psalms 46, 10, and 11 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Selah. That word Selah means pause and meditate on this. So what are we called on to pause and meditate on? Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my challenge today on this broadcast. It's very easy for Christians, conservatives, and patriots, individuals in general across our nation to be concerned, to be confused, to be worried, to be anxious about the things that we see taking place. But I want us to understand that there's nothing taking God by surprise. All that we see happening, we have already been told in the Word of God that it will take place. So the Scripture still comes back then to be very, very relevant today. Be still and know that I am God, that I will be exalted. Ladies and gentlemen, as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to recognize that God is on the throne. He's still in control. Let me remind you again, as we face the issues each and every day, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. It is the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, the Scripture says, "If ye continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." In John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made in the Word of God, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117, verse 2, the Scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." And I'm teaching hermeneutics in the college. Hermeneutics simply is a confusing sounding word that means the art and science of biblical interpretation. And when I'm teaching that class, I said, "What does it mean forever?" It means forever. How long is forever? It's forever without end. And the truth of the Lord endures forever. Ladies and gentlemen, it is truth that we ought to strive for. It is truth that we ought to look forward to. But yet, as the secularist George Orwell said in his dystopia novel entitled 1984, "The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that to be truthful today. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, that in America today, 55% all the millennials, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, the very age group that is more and more incrementally coming into control of the religious life in America, the educational life in America, the political life in America, making decisions for us more and more on every level in life and living in America. That's the 55% of that 18 to 35 year old age group called the millennials. 55% say that each person determines his or her own version of the truth. You've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, may I say again, a half truth is a whole lie. And we find that's a lesson needs to be taught in the Beltway in Washington. Half truth is a whole lie. Nancy Pelosi doesn't know that. Chuck Schumer doesn't know that. Certainly, Ilhan Omar does not know that. The ones that are now following after the socialist Marxist idea and the approach of destroying America through the demonstrations and the rioting, standing up for the ones that are slaughterers called the Palestinians, from no such ethnic group, but Hamas and Hezbollah, and the enemies of the Jewish people. We're seeing them in America today. We're going to talk about that in part in this broadcast today. That's one of the subjects that I believe we need to recognize, get a handle on. We need to recognize, though, and I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my approach on this broadcast each and every day, to challenge us to love the truth, to listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, stand for the truth, defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge even today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brand like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God, with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Talk about Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does placing into family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a very special guest with us. We're going to have a brief monologue, and after the monologue, we're introducing our guest. Then we will take our callers after we introduce the guest. And we'll be looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, we have been lied to by the socialist Marxist media. We've been lied to by the Biden administration. And today, ladies and gentlemen, the world appears to be on fire. Now, I don't know, I didn't originate that term. I've heard it several times recently by some of the secular media anchors that the world seems to be on fire. We have wars and rumors of wars. It's evident today, ladies and gentlemen, but it's just like we've already been foretold. It ought not to surprise us. We have already been foretold, forewarned in the prophetic scripture of what's going to happen. According to Matthew 24, Luke chapter 21, Mark chapter 13, what's called the eschatological chapters in the synoptic gospels, we find that to be taking place today, just as God said that it would. The Biden administration today, ladies and gentlemen, continues to falter, hear me, on every bend of the road. Today, as our nation stands in grave danger, we have major, major, major problems before us. But again, I go back to what does the scripture warn us and tell us? It is very, very clear. Be still and know that I am God. I'm going to read a couple of headline articles, then we'll introduce our guest. Headline looking at Biden administration infiltrated by spies. A disturbing new revelation which explains much of Joe Biden's foreign policy decisions and failures. Has just been disclosed that the Biden administration has been infiltrated by spies for the Islamic Republic of Iran, a leading state sponsor of terrorism. Iran has long engaged in selective influences in the activities in the United States. According to an 82-page report named Iran, the Ayatollah's Hidden Hand, that's the subtitle, the analytical document was announced Tuesday at a congressional briefing, according to the National Review reports. The report uncovers how Iran's supreme leader and his regime have placed operatives within the Biden administration to sway U.S. policies regarding Iran. The article goes about a five-page article. I could read more, but simply suffice it to say, could this be the reason we've seen Joe Biden kissing the boots of the Ayatollah? Could this be the reason Joe Biden keeps wanting to send plane loads of money by the hundreds of millions or the billions of dollars to Iran? Could this be because there are spies within the Biden administration? Listen, according to this article, it's not just where you have implants, but it's where there are those that his leadership in making decisions out of the Oval Office as to what he'll do for our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that's bad enough. But Biden has just given the World Health Organization the authority to call the next pandemic, order all kinds of so-called emergency measures enforced all by the World Health Organization. Joe Biden has just allowed the FCC, and I don't know what their vote was as of yesterday. We'll talk about that with our guest today in part. But the FCC was supposed to vote yesterday in taking full control, five commissioners on the FCC. Biden had given them the authority to vote and to decide whether or not they'll take full control of the internet, of the monitoring of, the filtering of, the censoring of, everything that's done on the internet will be then governmentally controlled, not under private control as it is today, but under governmental control. What will be the end result? What will happen as a relationship in relationship to that? Only God knows the reality of what will take place, ladies and gentlemen. But may I say to you, as we look at what is happening today, I'm looking at one article by the American Family Association. It says the Biden administration has asked the FCC to take complete control of the way the internet service providers do business in America. Currently governed by the private sector, the FCC would take control and establish all rules, all regulations that could strangle the free market by deep government policies and regulations. This would include dictating broadband prices to the consumer, tower and satellite locations, expansion of services by the local internet provider. It would tightly regulate providers to the point that they would be basically, they would become an extension of the federal government itself. Ladies and gentlemen, we see things like this happening today, and it's not something that will take place occasionally, but every moment of every day, there's some kind of new exponential danger for America. And again, this is the reason I want us to understand today, regardless of all that we see happening, all that we see taking place today, remember that Psalms 46, verse 10 and 11, be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah, that is, pause and meditate on that. Listen, we must not toss in the towel. God is still in control. That's the message of the hour. That's the overshadowing input that I want to give us today. But we're going to be talking about all of these and other issues that I believe should be effectively understood by each of us today. Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest today is Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is the former House of Representatives District 1 for the state of Florida. Welcome, Congressman Hill, to Let's Face the Issues today. It's always a privilege and a blessing to have you join us on the broadcast.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. It's always my honor to be on the broadcast with you.
We look forward to your wisdom. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't mind saying I have a lot of confidence and am interested very much in hearing the voice of Congressman Hill and his insight on so many of these issues that I believe we as Christians, conservatives, as patriots, ought to sit up and take notice. Congressman, again, thank you for joining us. Tell us your thoughts of the threat. I'm starting out perhaps from a way out angle, but I just heard on the early morning news that Erdogan of Turkey, is now rattling sabers, threatening to get into the Middle Eastern war. Do you believe Turkey will jump into the middle of this foray?
Well, I certainly hope not, Dr. Youngblood, but I could see that happening based on who the Turkish president is right now. Mm-hmm. He is a radical Muslim. He has instituted radical dictator-type authority in Turkey, even though at one time they were a close ally of the United States. Since he has become president, they no longer act in that manner. And I could see him getting involved simply for his own ego's sake, not because he wants to see any other type of outcome take place in this whole Israeli-Palestinian conflict that's going on. It would be for his own ego. That's the only reason he would need to get involved, is so that he can say that he took some action. But it would be, I think, a mistake and an escalation in this conflict that is unnecessary and unneeded.
It is unnecessary and unneeded, and at the same time, and you're aware of this, and I'm saying this for our listening audience, then I'll ask your response. We're watching Israel again, as in the 67 war, as in the 73 war, as in each of the intermittent wars against Israel, where it seems that there's the battle raging on all four sides of Israel. There's a push behind the scenes by this administration, this meaning the Biden administration, for there to be a, quote, humanitarian ceasefire. Why is that a bad idea? What does that connote? And should the Israeli Defense Forces hold off the battle for any length of time until the job is finished?
No, Israel should not back off. They should not do a ceasefire. A student of history would recognize, Dr. Youngblood, that is exactly what the North Vietnamese did mm-hmm. in the conflict in Vietnam. Whenever they were losing, and losing badly, they would demand peace talks in Paris, a ceasefire, a pause, and in the meantime, that would give them the opportunity to rearm, to build back up their defenses, to purchase more weapons from the Russians and the Chinese at that time, to be able to go back on the offensive again. And that is exactly what would happen if Israel were to stop the pressure at this time. It would give Hamas time and opportunity to regroup, to rearm, and to continue their terrorist actions. Israel is perfectly justified in what they are doing right now, and I am behind President Netanyahu and the Israeli Defense Forces as they are going in and with the stated goal of eradicating Hamas, the terrorist organization that took over Gaza once Israel left a number of decades ago. And it's not that as they're being accused of, President Netanyahu and Israel, it's not that they want to eliminate all those who live in that Gaza Strip. That is not the intention. The intention is to get rid of that terrorist organization, Hamas. And I agree with them 100%.
I am thankful to hear that, because my position is, if there's a humanitarian, they're using the term humanitarian by the Marxist media and others, and now by the socialist Marxist handlers of Joe Biden in the Oval Office, they're using that to get the, how would you say, the sense of, how what is the best way to put it, sense of concern, the sense of wanting to help the underdog, but yet it would be a reconstitute, an opportunity for the Hamas thugs to reconstitute, to transition more and more of its fighting jihadist forces, and to rearm themselves, as you said, a pattern that you used so wisely in your statement of Vietnam at that time of the battle there. But one of the things that I find so interesting is on the front, Joe Biden to say, we stand with Israel 100%. Behind the scenes, the State Department, the former stripper dancer State Department liaison, is shuttling behind the scenes, offering money to all of the enemies of Israel in order to get them to be willing to go along with the program for a while. I find it antithetical to anything that's called standing for America, standing for our nation. We're watching, I believe, Congressman Hill, a full-scale war with Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran and coming now Turkey, Yemen with its missiles being fired toward the southern portion of Israel. And yet America is putting pressure on Israel to cease fire, and I am concerned with that. But yet at the same time, I think you understand my position. I get excited when I see it happening because it's fulfilling the Word of God. Congressman Hill, hang for a moment. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please. Hello, somebody there? Jim, go ahead with your question or comment, please. Well, we lost Jim. Something's wrong with our technology today. All right, Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comments, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I hope you're well. Go ahead with your question or comment.
You also, and your family is also blessed.
Thank you,
Dr. Youngblood, it's not just what I call him crazy girl. I don't call him fellow. Excuse my language. But it's the Clinton, Obama, especially Obama. They are trying to overturn this country. They are. And George Soros and Bill Gates, it's a bunch of billionaires, because I think I remember when Gates said there's too many people on the planet, and he was backing up the shots. You know, we got to give them a shot. And I tell my wife all the time, I said, anytime you look, even an aspirin, they'll tell you what the side effects are going to be or anything like that. I believe it's a lot of college kids and high school kids that took that shot that fell dead. But they're not at this. The mainstream media is not doing that. Not letting you know what's really going on. I'm telling you, it's a conspiracy. But remember, we have a prince, not a prince of Persia, but a prince of the United States, because Satan is moving right now. Satan is moving in the United States and the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kenneth, you're on target with that. Let me see what our guest today, Congressman Mike Hill. What do you say to Kenneth's insight on that, Congressman?
He's exactly right. And what we're seeing at the start of the show, you mentioned, Dr. Youngblood, that there were several spies that had infiltrated the Biden administration. And I can tell you that shouldn't even be a news flash. That is exactly what was going on when Obama was president. He had all types of Muslim operatives in the White House. In fact, his closest advisor, Valerie Jarrett, was born in Iran and was a Muslim. And so it's no surprise that with this current regime, that, by the way, Obama is orchestrating in the background. There's no doubt about that. Biden is suffering from dementia, obviously, and he's not running the show. He's just the figurehead that is there while the shots are being called by others. And I wouldn't be surprised at all that Valerie Jarrett is still calling the shots along with Obama, and that's why you see a number of spies. They call them spies. They're actually advisors in the White House right now, and it is because of those very advisors, these Muslim infiltrators, that Biden even is uttering the words a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas right now. If we had been attacked like that, we have been in the past, both at 9/11 and at Pearl Harbor, we responded decisively. There was no such thing as a ceasefire. We responded decisively and victoriously, and Israel has justified in doing the same thing.
Congressman Hill, you're exactly right. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call, for your insight, during the broadcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We invite your telephone call, your dialogue, and discussion. We're talking today with Congressman Mike Hill, the former District 1 representative and the Florida House of Representatives. We're delighted that Congressman Hill is with us today. Congressman, are you concerned about the vast number of pro-Islamic terrorists that are now marching in the streets across America? Does that cause you concern? What, in your opinion, does it point to? What does it bode in relationship to what we're seeing with our colleges and our universities? And even last evening with major numbers of them blocking the, of all places, blocking the DNC headquarters and clashes with the police. What are your thoughts on that? What should our listeners understand? How should we take it? How should we respond to it?
Well, first of all, you can recognize, Dr. Youngblood, that it speaks of the utter failure of the current status of the education system in America. It's been taken over by the left, and everything the left touches is a disaster. And our education system is not an escapee of that. It is in utter ruins right now, most of it. And I would say, get your children out of these government-run schools. You see the results that are being produced. Now, these people who are pretending to have this rage and are clashing in places all over the U.S. and cities and on college universities, it's nothing more than an excuse to demonstrate their violent tendencies that they have within them. It's the same thing as Antifa, same thing as Black Lives Matter. In fact, I would bet you it's the same people. They just want any excuse to create mayhem, to create destruction, because it is a revealing of what goes on inside their own nature, inside their own being. That's who they are. And so they are demonstrating that decisively with these demonstrations.
That's taking place. And Congressman, I'm looking at a headline, and I'm sure you're familiar with this. New York Muslim rants, Islam will invade every home because Islam is the only correct religion. I'm going to read a few lines of this, ask you to ponder it, and then after the top of the hour news break, we'll discuss it. This article dated November 13th. This is a Islamic Muslim in New York. We're done hiding. We're done. We're done being tortured. We're done being hurt. We're done being judged. This is the correct religion, Islam. There's no religion at all that humanity needs more than Islam, end quote. Congressman, ponder that for a moment. We're going to take a top of the hour news break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more,